Minnesota. Marty M2RJ, and due to Marty's temporary situation, he can't get a station on the air in his location. We got Bob and Jesse running at that. But anyway, it's as far as we know, it's the only current events discussion net on ham radio. Been in continuous operation for over 40 years. So anyway, I'm going to start taking some check-ins, and we'll see if we can get this thing rolling. So if you got any, I did want to mention that Marty had told me that a friend, avid Liberty Net listener, Hotel Kilo 3, Zebra Oscar Romeo down in Bogota, Colombia. Always listens to the Liberty Net, and Marty wanted me to say hello to Harry down in Bogota. So I hope Harry's tuned in and listening. I think he has to use an FDR. But anyway, normally, whenever he can hear it on his radio, listen be his ham station, and when he can't get us on the air due to propagation, he listens on an SDR. So Marty wanted me to mention that and say hello, so I'm glad that Harry's listening. So anyway, let me get this thing rolling here, and if you want to check into the Liberty Net, give your call.
Hey, Bill, this is KO4FE, KK4WA. Don't make your transmission so long. You're breaking up. I don't know what's going on with your signal, but you got something wrong. I don't know what it is. You'll have to look and see what you got going on there, Bill. You're very, very distorted, and I can tell it's you, but I cannot hardly even pull out anything you're saying. Every now and then I can get a word, but it's very, very distorted. You got more air coming in somewhere or something. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's an equalizer or whatever. Try to shorten up your transmission so that we can let you know that you're distorted there. KO4FE, this is KK4WX.
Okay, KK4WX, is that any better?
That is slightly better. That is slightly better. But I'm still detecting some distorted audio.
Okay, how does that sound right there?
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. What did you do?
Cut my power down. But I don't know. I'll have to look into that. But if you say it's sounding good, I'll go with that. If it starts, I don't know what. I got grounds all over this damn station. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, if it's sounds good, then I will restart the net. How's the audio now?
The audio is okay. Your audio is okay. We've got a station that's just apparently a few hertz down below us. You know, he's making havoc as far as QRM and everything. But other than that, your signal sounds very, very much improved from what it was. Before, I couldn't even tell what you were saying. I knew it was you, but other than that, I mean, I couldn't take it all out. So it's a vast improvement there, Bill. KO4FE, KK4WX.
Okay, Russ, well, I'm glad that I got that message. But anyway, I don't want to be broadcasting with bad audio. I don't know what's going on. I haven't changed anything. Well, I did shorten a radial by about 10 feet, but I wouldn't think that would cause a problem. But anyway, so I just cut the power back, and hopefully that's okay. Is that still holding up good?
Yeah, Bill, you're still, on my gauge down here, you're still 10 and 15 dB over F9, so very, very respectable signal. Of course, we got a lot of We got a lot of noise, a lot of static, and a little bit of QRM there down below us. But other than that, I mean, you've got a very, very respectable signal. It's 9,
10, and 15 dB over S9. Over. Okay, well, I'll go with that, Russ. Well, anyway, what I was saying is, just giving an introduction to the Liberty Net. Been on the air since 1974 continuously. W1WCR, late Victor Misek ran it for, 45 years? And since 74. And then he passed it over to N2IRJ, and Marty's not in a temporarily in a location where he can't run a station, so we got KAJOY and KG4ZXC is the normal net operator, so they were tied up, so I gotta come in, and you'll have to make do with me. I did speak to Marty earlier, and he mentioned to me that we have a listener down in Bogota, Colombia, another ham, Hotel Kilo 3, Zebra Oscar Romeo, HK3ZOR Harry, who listens to the net all the time, and I think due to propagation, he's been listening on an SDR. So anyway, since I've already delayed enough, let me see if I can get some call signs. I'll put Russ down, KK4WX, down first. Is there any other stations that want to check into the Liberty Net?
What's the problem?
Whiskey, 3, Tango, Foxtrot, India, W3PSI. Bob in North Lake, Tennessee.
Okay, I got two. I got a W2 station. I didn't get the whole call, and then I got W3TFI Bob down in Tennessee. Who was the W2 station?
Whiskey 2, Victor ADF Bravo.
Okay, I got the Victor and the Bravo. What was the letter between those two?
India.
Okay, VIB, and what's the handle?
The handle is Bob Buzzing 51QRP.
Okay, Bob, got you number two. All right, so we got two Bobs in a row. Anybody else want to check in? CQ for the Liberty Net. Any more check-ins? Okay, KB0RSA. Okay, I think that's Mo. Let me check my. I think I threw it away, but anyway, is that Mo?
That's
most. Okay, so we got four. Any more?
November 4, November Charlotte Hotel.
Okay, there was two stations in there, Dublin. Did you pick either of them up, Russ?
Yes, November 4, November Charlie Hotel. November 4. November Charlie Hotel. What is the name there, over?
The name is Noah.
Third City, North Carolina. Okay, you're in North Carolina. What city was it?
Third City, Pender County, on the coast.
Okay, I'm having a little trouble.
Pulling that out of the city, but it doesn't matter. We know you're in North Carolina, so anyway, this is right. Noah's checking in. I'd like to know from the old gentleman. Noah, N4, ND,
Bill, over.
Okay, Roger. Thanks, Russ. I think there was another station in there. We'll see if we can pick him up. Come now.
Hello, Charlie.
Okay, I got the KC8EHR. What's the name there? Clint, I got you. Let's see, is there anyone else that wants to check into the Liberty Net? Okay, nothing heard. Well, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and probably there'll be some other ones. Maybe Larry will check in. But anyway, let me just get a quick audio check from Russ, make sure nothing's changed. Is still sounding good, Russ?
Very clean. Sounds beautiful. I'd put a nail in it there, Bill. KO4FB.
Okay, Russ. Sounds good. I don't know what goes on. I noticed my power was a little higher than normal. I don't know why, but every SWR is flat. Everything else looks good. So anyway, I'm just going to run with it. I had to back the power down a little bit, but what the hell. You know, one thing, this is KO4FE. One thing, I listened to Ted Cruz give a speech about the budget bill they're trying to pass, and he made an interesting comment, and he was complaining about the fact that the Democrats, every time they try to pass an economic bill, they always load it up, or a COVID bill, they try to load it up with all kind of leftist money to support their organizations. And then he went on to say that when the Republicans had the majority, they passed 5 COVID relief bills, and they were all bipartisan. There was no pork in the bills. They weren't supporting any Republican or conservative causes or anything. It was just a straight bill to help the economy due to COVID. And I got to thinking, you know, because he's there bragging about this, and I'm thinking this is a perfect illustration of why the Republicans and the conservatives can't win. The Democrats, every bill they pass has something in it that directs money to a leftist cause or supports something that they're trying to do, and the Republicans brag with pride that they don't do this. And I'm thinking, what sense does this make? If the Republicans were smart, they would load their bills up with money to support conservative causes, but they think it's somehow smart to not do that. Whereas the Democrats take every bill they pass and load it, they always put billions of dollars in there for leftist causes. And this is a good example of why the conservatives can't ever win, or at least they can't consist. They have no staying power when it comes to policy, because they won't do like the Democrats do. Now, people could say, well, the Democrats are corrupt. Well, you know what? In the end, at this stage of the game, maybe 50 years ago, Republicans, Democrats could work together and come up with bills that aren't partisan or what have you. Maybe they're just for the good of the country, but those days are gone. Everything the Democrats do has some ulterior motive, some billions of dollars that go to their pet projects, and the Republicans never respond in kind. And Ted Cruz brags about this, And I'm looking at them saying, well, this is telling, all you're doing, Ted, is convincing me that the Republicans are stupid, because they should do the same thing the Democrats do. They should try to funnel money to their causes. I mean, this is the game we're playing now. It's like playing a football game where one side cheats, breaks the rules, and you never, and nothing's done. And then when you get the ball, you make sure you're playing strictly by the rules. Well, guess who's going to win that game? You're not going to win. The other team will win because they can get away with this. The referees allow them to do whatever they want, where you're going to sit there and strictly abide by the rules. No roughing of the kicker, no, you know, none of that, where the other team does whatever they want. And this is just a recipe for total defeat. And I just don't get why the Republicans play this game. So anyway, let me get it down to the Southern Command, KK4WX. So take it away, Russ. This is KO4FE.
Okay, Bill. Good transmission, solid copy. Everything sounded real clear and clean this time. I don't know. Let me see if... Oh, crap. No wonder. I didn't have my power, my linear on, so maybe that sounds a little bit better. Let me check and make sure I'm not distorted, but I didn't have my power on there, Bill. How does it sound now? KO4FE, KK4WX.
Yeah, you're up to 30 over, Russ. You're sounding good, no problems.
Okay, good deal. I had the amplifier turned on. I just didn't have it engaged. I didn't have it go. But I had it up here idling. It's been idling for quite a while, getting all warmed up, so everything's tuned up and good. Should be tuned up. I don't ever mess with it. It stays tuned up on this frequency. It's about the only time I use it. Very seldom do I use it to make other contacts and stuff. If I ever get on some of these contests, I usually just run barefoot and don't have a whole lot of trouble. But it is good to have power, especially on this band here. 75 meters is one of those bands that's just extremely noisy. 160 as well. So you guys out there, maybe some of you guys that might be new guys or whatever and kind of learning about ham radio. On this band here, folks, you need an amplifier. You need an amplifier, and you need a pretty good antenna. When I say an antenna, I'm talking about an antenna that's got some wire hung up in the air. The more, the better is the way it usually works. So you put something up like an attic antenna or something like one of these antennas that's made it from a flagpole or something. I mean, it's not going to do too well on 160 meters or on 80 meters or 75 meters. So there you go. That's my little tidbit recommendation for tonight. Anyway, Bill, I don't know what was wrong with your signal, but whatever it was, you backed off on the power, I think you said, and it sounded great now. But still getting a real good signal, so no problem at all. Sounding beautiful. I just wonder, you can probably follow up on this question when I turn it back to you, but do you ever look at your ALC meter? Do you ever look at your ALC meter and see what kind of job you're doing there? I got a little article I want to read. This came out October 1st this year, and it's from the Health Impact News, and it says 1,969 fetal deaths recorded following COVID-19 shots, but the criminal CDC recommends that pregnant women gets a shot.
How you like that? Is that crazy or what? Let me read on here. It says the CDC released more data today into the VAERS. That's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which shows that there are now 1,969 fetal deaths among pregnant women who received a COVID-19 shot. It says, by way of contrast, I performed the exact same search in VAERS for all non-COVID-19 vaccines for the past 30 years. And it returned a result of only 2,183 fetal deaths from pregnant women following vaccinations for the past 30 years. 30 years they only had 2,183. And then it says, so there have been nearly the same amount of fetal deaths following COVID-19 shots during the past 10 months. 10 months alone. Is that incredible or what? And it says, as there have been for the past 30-plus years that VAERS has been in existence. And now, has the CDC responded to this data? This past week, the CDC published recommendations for all pregnant women to get a COVID-19 shot. Are these people insane or what? Here's the CDC statement on it, what they put out. It says, the CDC statement on pregnancy health advisory. For immediate release, Wednesday, September 29, 2021. It says, today the CDC issued an urgent health advisory to increase COVID-19 vaccination among people who are pregnant, recently pregnant, including those who are lactating, who are trying to become pregnant now, or who might become pregnant in the future, to prevent serious illness, death, and adverse pregnancy outcomes. The CDC Health Advisory strongly recommends COVID-19 vaccinations, either before or during pregnancy, because the benefits of vaccination for both pregnant persons and their fetus or infant outweigh known or potential risks. Additionally, the adversaries call on health departments and clinics to educate pregnant women on the benefits of vaccination and the safety of recommended vaccinations. And it goes on and on and on. I won't read that. I'm going to skip over that and get back to the original article. It says, everyone acknowledges that and agrees that VAERS is vastly underreported. But now we have an expert analysis on just how underreported adverse events are from Dr. Jessica Rose. Her conservative estimate based on a careful analysis of the data is that the events recorded in VAERS need to be multiplied by times 41. Did you get that, folks? This doctor is saying by all of her research and everything that the numbers in VAERS actually needs to be multiplied by 41. Says that would mean that a conservative estimate of the true numbers of fetal deaths would be around 80,729 when their mothers are injected with the COVID-19 shot. Wake up, people. We are watching a eugenic plan of controlling the world's population unfold before our very eyes. And it is pure insanity for any pregnant woman to voluntarily agree to get a COVID-19 shot that will risk her life and the life of her unborn baby. Rochelle Walensky and her cohorts at the CDC, along with the criminals at the FDA and the NIH and many other government health organizations, need to be arrested immediately to stop this attack against the citizens of the United States with experimental gene therapy injections. And that's the, it's some more on this pregnant woman, and it goes on and on. Very interesting article. Boy, I'll tell you what. The more time that goes by, the more evidence is coming out against this shot, this jab. And folks, I tell you, anybody that has read the kind of data, if they do any kind of research at all, you got to get off of NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, even Fox, and all. You got to get off of those news media networks and go to a Christian source of networks. You know, I recommend Daystar Television. That's pretty good. Even on shortwave or on the web, InfoWars has been real good and on top of it. Alex Jones, if you've ever heard of him, I highly recommend Alex Jones and InfoWars. But there are sources out there if you just choose to look and do a little research and you'll find it. But anybody that has read the negative stuff that I've read, and they are willing to go and take their kid or their child and get that jab or take the jab themselves, they, as far as I'm concerned, they... I don't know. I know there's people on here on this frequency, including Bill. I know you've taken it and all and hadn't had any problems, but I tell you, folks, when the government is starting to insist and demand that you take this jab, that ought to tell you something right there, that something's wrong. Something is bad wrong with this thing. KO4FE in the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX in Southern Georgia.
Okay, KK4WX from KO4FE. I was looking at the ALC. I just disconnected it. I normally don't run ALC. Is the audio still sounding all right?
Sounding beautiful.
Okay, maybe that was the problem. I had the ALC set wrong. But anyway, on this COVID thing, you know, I'm aware of all the news. Only thing I could say is I see two doctors, a PPC, and then my doctor for my one medical condition, and both of them said they took the shot, the jab, the vaccine. So I don't know. You know, I can only go by my doctor seemed to, you know, haven't steered me wrong, and I'm 65. You know, what have you? If there's some effect 20 years from now, then, you know, I'm probably going to be dead and gone by that time anyway. But, you know, I appreciate the concern because, believe me, I don't believe any. I assume anything the government says is a lie unless I can prove otherwise through multiple sources. So, anyway, I appreciate the concern, Russ. I mean, believe me. I'm not saying that people that are skeptical don't know what they're talking about. I just say do what you think you should do. And I've got family members that have taken it. I have family members that haven't. And so far, nobody's come down with anything. So I don't know. Maybe we were just lucky. So anyway, let me keep it going. We got W2VIB Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away, Bob.
Yeah, okay, Bill. Now I'm working a little more power. I was originally checked in with less than 10 watts on my QRP radio, but now I'm on my regular one. I'm only running 100 watts into a 130-foot doublet, but your signal is 20 over, 30 over, and it's crystal clear audio. You have no problem at all with your radio.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'm only running about a kilowatt, so normally I'm higher than that, but I guess it doesn't make any difference. A kilowatt or a kilowatt and a half, I don't think it matters much, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you're doing fine. Well, you're pinning my needle. I'm a good 30. You sometimes speak more than that. But I just wanted to check in with my QRP radio, and I would like to know, what is your QTH?
I'm in southwestern PA.
Okay. Okay, Pennsylvania, southwest. I'm up here by Atlantic City, about 35 miles north. So that's the story here. I'm on the Barnegat Bay side.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you're 25 over with the 100 watts. I was able to copy you with the QRP rig. It wasn't, I could copy it, but it was still, I got a lot of static crashes for some reason. I think there's some local storms, but with the 100 watts, you're doing fine.
That's good to hear that, Bill. I appreciate it. I just want to say I was watching the rally there with Donald Trump, and he said a lot of very sensible things, and he's rallying the troops around the voting in 2022 in November, and trying to get all the Republicans to start voting the rascals out there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I certainly hope that happens. It's not going to take much to take control of the Senate, I don't think. They only need one or two senators, and they can stop this Democrat nonsense. I'm not keeping track of a House that much, so I don't know how many they'd have to gain there. But I think if they could get the House and the Senate, then Biden would pretty much be dead in the water for the rest of his term.
Well, if they are able to get both the House and the Senate, then he's a lame duck for the next few years.
Yeah, Roger. Well, let's hope that happens. You got anything else for us?
Negative. I just wanted to see if the QRP radio could get you, and I managed to do it. But fortunately, I think most of the work was done with my my doublet, which is up at 40 feet and 130 feet long, fed with the 400 ohm twin line. So my tuner and that antenna did most of the work, because I know 5 to 8 watts is not going to go very far.
Yeah, Roger. No, not on this band, and even tonight it's not too bad, but even 500 watts is enough to really make a huge difference. That's why I recommend, if money's tight, just get a 500-watt amp. I mean, I go to Ham Fest, I see SB200s and whatever, old Heath Kit amps that supposedly still work. I've seen them for as little as $150 at the last Ham Fest I went, attended. And you don't have to break the bank, but just a few hundred watts makes a world of difference on this band. So anyway, Bob, thanks for the transmission. And let's move down to the number two Bob on the list. W3TFI, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away, Bob. W3TFI, you in there?
Check in.
Yeah, who's the check in?
Whiskey 2, Golf, India, Oscar, W2GIO, Frank in Fishkill.
Okay, Frank, good to hear you. I put you at the bottom of the list. I guess TFI is not there, so let's go down to Mo, KB0RSA. Come on, Mo, take it.
It's about to change this next week. We're going to be down in the Okay, KB0RSA, Liberty Net, this is KO4FE. Okay, Mo, well, I'm sorry you can't hear us. I guess you got static out there. Must be some storms. I think we got a few in the area. It's not raining. It did rain earlier, but I did look at the weather radar, and there are some scattered rain cells. I don't know if there's lightning, but I got a little bit of lightning-type static crashes. So anyway, well, it's always good to have you in there, Mo. So anyway, let's go down to Noah, N4NCH from KO4FE. Take it away, Noah. N4NCH, you in there?
Noah, are you in, on the frequency? N4NCH, KK4WF. I don't hear it, Bill.
Yeah, I didn't think he was in there before. All right, well, we're going to move down to Clint, KC8EHR from KO4FE. Take it away, Clint. You're about 15 over, sounds 5-9. I wasn't looking at the radio when you asked for the signal report, but go ahead and take it away. You're copyable.
Montgomery, Alabama, and I think her name is Sarah Quinn.
KCHEHR at Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, thanks, Clint. 100% copy on that transmission. So let me get the Frank W2GIO. It's your turn, Frank. This is KO4FE. Take it away.
Okay, W2GIO. And I was sick with COVID for the last 3 weeks, but I'm pretty much on the amends. Been taking ivermectin, and that seems to be working pretty well. As far as news goes, you're trying to find good news sources, and I've mentioned Gary Null, like N-U-L-L, Null and Void, GaryNull.com. And he has a video called Deadly Deception, and I think he's got another one there on the vaccine. And this guy his PhD is in nutrition, so he has not too many friends in the medical world, because naturally, when you're a guy that's doing all nutrition stuff, the medical, the MDs, they don't have much use for you, because there's no money for them. But he's been on this station from New York City, which is a hippie radio station, for the last 40 years, and he's very well respected for the kind of research and documentaries that he's done. He's been on PBS. He's been on all over the place with documentaries. But at any rate, the other thing that I have is he was talking about what happens when they give you the jab. Well, it turns out that if the person doing the jab isn't careful and they hit a vein and inject the poison into the vein, that ends up in the bloodstream, and that goes into the heart and causes clots. That's the word. However, if they get it into the muscle, then that's not a problem. Now, the way they're supposed to do this is they're supposed to put the needle in and then withdraw the syringe, the needle, the plunger, to see if there's blood coming out. If blood is coming out, then they got to go and find another spot and poke you again and check the same way. If there's no blood coming out, then they can shoot the juice into you. So anyhow, that's kind of some of the theory some of the stuff that I've been finding out about. And I was on the phone with one of the IBM guys I used to work with, and when he took the shot, he was laid up for about 4 months. Every joint in his body ached like crazy, and he told me, he says, yeah, I know 10 people had already died from the shot. 13 people had died from the shot. So anyhow, there's information that's out there, and there's a lot of... And he was also complaining about the reporting system not being very good. So I'll have a little bit more good news later on. So thanks for picking me up. W2GIO.
Okay, W2GIO, KO4FE. Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks for your commentary. Signal was pretty good. I'm copying everybody tonight. I'll tell you, last time it was pretty rough. So anyway, I'm going to, I know you can get a reaction from these damn shots. That's why I don't get the flu vaccine, because every time I got it, I took it, I always felt worse, and I got more colds than if I don't take it. So I normally don't take the flu shot, and I remember back when I was getting out of basic training, in the military, they had a flu, some flu was going around, and of course the military, being the way they are, nobody was sure what variant of flu it was. So the military put us in a line and just gave us a flu shot for every type of flu that they had vaccines for. I think we got four different shots, and I had to do my PT test the next day to get out of basic training. I'll tell you what, those four flu vaccines just about put me out. I barely made it through the final thing we had to do. Was I think we had to run for 2 miles, and normally we did that every morning. It was no big deal, but I'll tell you, I barely finished it just from getting those flu shots. Of course, it didn't last. I was back to normal in a couple days, but that's usually what happens to me when I get a flu shot. I feel terrible, and I've tried it 2 or 3 times, and I always ends up, I get more colds when I take the flu regular flu vaccine, so I normally don't take it. Well, anyway, you know, I don't know how many people have been following this story down in Texas, this high school kid, a black boy, Timothy George Simpkins, shot 3 people down there. I'm trying to see where the school was. I think it was in Dallas. But anyway, you know, they arrested this boy. He shot 3 people. I think he shot a teacher, a white teacher, a white student, and shot a black student. I think they're all still in the hospital. But this boy's 18. He's not a kid. He's a legal adult, and they arrested him, and they let him out on $75,000 bail, which people were amazed by that. Well, now, listen to this. It said a GoFundMe launched for alleged school shooter because he is traumatized. An attorney launched a GoFundMe campaign for alleged Texas high school shooter Timothy George Simpkins with a statement from his mother claiming Simpkins is traumatized. Now, don't forget, this kid actually brought a gun to school, so you can't say that anything happened in school that made that, you know, he had the gun before he went to school. He came to school, obviously, with some kind of violent intent, or he wouldn't have had a gun. But anyway, it says the Daily Mail reported that GoFundMe account was launched by Dallas area attorney Kim T. Cole on Thursday with the goal of raising $25,000 for Simpkins. GoFundMe took the account down once the fund was brought to their attention. Total donation was only $150. Now listen to this. A statement from Simpkins' mother was attached to the GoFundMe page. That statement said in part, this is his mother writing here. She said, "What you don't know is that Timothy was robbed at gunpoint and stripped of his possessions a couple weeks ago. The unfortunate backstory is that Timothy's father was brutally beaten to death. This fact definitely heightened Timothy's fear for his life." I don't know what any of that has to do with why he shot 3 people. I don't understand how the two are connected. Okay, he's had some bad experiences in life. You know what? So anybody that gets robbed has an excuse to go out and shoot people, or anybody whose father died tragically has an excuse. I don't understand. It said, then she concluded, "My son has gone through a very traumatic experience. He needs counseling and therapy." Well, he needs counseling and therapy. He also needs to go to jail for a while, depending on if these people that he shot survive. It said, Breitbart News noted that Simpkins allegedly shot 3 people following a classroom fight at Timberview High School on Wednesday morning. Governor Greg Abbott pointed out that Simpkins, who is 18 years old, could not legally buy or possess the gun that was used in the shooting. Simpkins was released on bail Thursday night. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that a Facebook post by the Simpkins family spokesman said that the alleged shooter was made to, quote, was made to look like, quote, a menace to our society and nothing could be further from the truth, unquote. That's a serious statement. The guy goes to school, the teenager goes to school with a pistol, shoots three people, but we're not supposed to consider him any kind of a menace. It's really amazing. So anyway, Russ, here it comes down to you. KK4WX, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away, Russ.
Okay, Bill. KO4FE and the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX. Good transmission, Bill, and sound like you got that radio or that transmitter on top shelf. It sounded good tonight. I don't know what was going on at the beginning, but whatever it was, you seem to have corrected it and got it going, sounding good. Yeah, I saw that news article about the 18-year-old black kid that done the school shooting, and could you imagine if that had been maybe a white kid? I don't know. What would you think? I don't think he would have got out on bail on those $75,000 the very next day or within hours. It wasn't very long that he even stayed behind bars. So, I don't know, some judge released him on bail. I'd like to know who that judge was. Who appointed the judge, or was the judge elected? I don't suppose you have any of that information. I don't. Here's a little article that I thought I'd read. I know it's this kind of stuff seems to get old, but I think it's always worth mentioning nevertheless. This is KK4WX for ID. It says, this article is, it's called Our Marxist Revolution by H.V. Trewitt, Jr. on October 4th, 2021, published by the Abbeville Institute. It says, Thomas Carlyle said that it takes men of worth to recognize worth in men. Among the many worthy men across Western civilization who recognized the worth of General Robert E. Lee was Sir Winston Churchill, who summed it up, saying, Lee was one of the noblest Americans who ever lived and one of the greatest captains in the annals of war. But now, the Lee Monument in Richmond has been taken down by mobs of rioting harpies, leaving only the towering vandalized base upon which it rested. Our groveling governor, who loves his office more than his honor, says Lee no longer represents the values of Virginia. Judging by the filthy graffiti that has desecrated the Lee Monument, I would say no truer words have ever been spoken. What remains is a monument to the moral depravity of this age without a name. We are in a Marxist revolution. Critical race theory merely replaces traditional class warfare with race warfare, with white people, and particularly southern white people, and the conveniently long dead Confederacy as the oppressors and scapegoats for all the racial ills in Yankee land. Ever since the spring of 1864, we Southerners have been
on the defense. No war was ever won on the defensive, but we have spent barrels of ink explaining the righteousness of our cause, mistakenly confounding the many causes of secession with the single cause of the war, which was secession itself. That is what the war was about, and what we were fighting for was simply our independence from those who would deny it. Just as in 1776, when the 13 slave-holding colonies was simply our independence from those who would deny it. Just as in 1776, when the 13 slave-holding three colonies seceded from the British Empire, but rather than hammering our detractors with this simple truth, we instead get ourselves into involved defensive explanations that cause their eyes to glaze over, and when the defense rests, they calmly look at us and say, slavery. It is a political axiom that whenever your opponent gets you to explain, you have already lost the argument. I take a different approach. I indict the hypocrisy of our detractors and their myth of American history. The agitation over our Confederate monuments rests upon this fossilized myth, which proclaims that the Civil War was all about slavery. The righteous North waged it to free the slaves, and the evil South fought to keep them. End of story. Any questions? And anyway, this article goes on and on. It's too much to read, but I thought it was a very good article, and I thought I wanted to get the first couple of paragraphs read and said. And anybody that wants the rest of it can email me, and I'll be glad to send it to them. So with that, I won't take any more of the next time, Bill. Back up there to you, KO4FE from KK4WX.
Okay, KK4WX, this is KO4FE. Yeah, boy, Russ, it's just, you know, like I've said many times, this Confederate monument thing is just a warm-up. And, I mean, they've already started it in some states, taking down statues of George Washington, renaming universities, taking down statues of Columbus, renaming roads and historical landmarks and what have you. So this Confederate monument issue is just a warm-up, in my opinion, for once they get every Confederate monument eradicated, they'll just move on to the next thing. And I probably won't have a damn thing to do with the Confederacy. It'll just be Founding Fathers will be next. And once they get rid of them, then it'll just go right up the line. They'll never stop. So anyway, let me go down to Bob. Let me try him again. Whiskey 2, Victor India Bravo. Bob, you still in there? This is KO4FE. W2VIB, you still there? Well, I guess he checked out. Let's try the other Bob. W3TFI from KO4FE, you in there? Well, he checked out too, so we're going to have to take it to Mo. KB0RSA from KO4FE. Okay, Mo, come on.
Election, and I found myself
KB0RSA, Mo. This is the Liberty Net with KO4FE. Okay, Mo, thanks for the transmission. I'm copying you fairly good here. Okay, let's see, N4NCH, Noah, are you still in there? Yeah, I think he checked out the last time. Let's go to Clint, KC8EHR from KO4FE. Take it away, Clint.
Thank you.
okay, KC8EHR from KO4FE on the Liberty Net. Okay, Clint. Yeah, this DHS, this immigration thing, I've got an article here coming up from a criticism from an unlikely source. I'll get into that. Anyway, let's move on to Frank, W2GIO, Liberty Net, from KO4FE. Take it away, Frank.
Okay. W2GIO. And I'm just kind of listening in. And so I just appreciate everybody being on here and bringing in whatever information we had. But I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. And the good news is that God loves us, and that is really great news. So thank you for picking me up, and night-night to all, W2GIO.
Okay, W2GIO, Frank, from KO4FE. Okay, Frank, have a good evening. Thanks for checking in. And I heard, I think it was somebody trying to check in. Can you give your call a name? Thought I heard somebody trying to check in. If you want to check in and get added to the list, give me your call. Well, I must have been hearing things. Well, anyway, getting back to the news here. You know, Joe Biden, with this border situation, you know he's in trouble. You'll get it when I read this headline. It said Barack Obama says open borders are unsustainable for the United States. So, man, you lost Obama on this border situation. I think you ought to take that you went way past the even what the liberals want. It says former President Barack Obama said Tuesday that open border policies on the southern border were unsustainable for the United States. We have open borders, Obama said in an interview with ABC News host Robin Roberts. He said the idea that we can just have open borders is something that, as a practical matter, is unsustainable. So Joe Biden, he's lost Barack Obama on the border situation, so you know he's really way out. Anyway, the president acknowledged that President Joe Biden was still dealing with migrant emergencies on the southern border, calling it a painful reminder that America had not fixed the broken immigration system. Well, I don't know what sort of fix. If you're not going to enforce the law, I guess anything's going to be broken. Anyway, Obama said, as big-hearted as he is, yeah, Joe Biden, big-hearted. Nobody understands better than Joe Biden, and the question is now, are we going to get serious about dealing with this problem in a systematic way as opposed to these one-offs that we're constantly reacting to emergencies? So doesn't sound like Obama, as much as he was big for immigration, I think he thinks this is even going too far. It says of the over 15,000 mostly Haitian migrants who gathered at a makeshift camp under the border bridge of Del Rio, Texas, thousands were allowed into the United States under Biden's administration. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded to a question about whether Biden agreed with Obama's comment during the daily press briefing on Tuesday afternoon. We don't have open borders, Psaki said. So, yes, he agrees. Well, I don't know. I guess the only way Biden could open the borders more is if he just simply fired all the border control or border patrol and dynamited all the border stations and just let the migrants and whatever that you have, illegal aliens, just pour in unrestricted. I guess that'd be the only way it could be more open than what it is now. It's just disgusting and typical Democrat chaos that they create with everything. So anyway, back down to you, Russ, KK4WX, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away.
Okay, Bill. KO4FE.
KK4WX.
I think I'm going to wind it on down from here, Bill. I don't have anything else to add tonight. I don't think I'm not too prepared, but anyway, enjoyed it as always, and look forward to the next Liberty Net. Maybe we'll have a few more check-ins. I don't know where everybody went tonight. Wonder where Larry is. Hadn't seen him, and I heard him, rather. I always enjoy hearing his comments. So with that, I'm going to give it back to you, Bill. And I'll say 7-3s. I don't think I'll be sticking around for the 73 round. But anyway, I'm going to say my 73s now. And we'll catch you later on down the log. KO4FE, KK4WX. Good night.
Okay, Russ, KK4WX, KO4FE. Well, I guess we're on the 73 round. I forgot all about it. We had stations check in and then didn't answer the call when it came their turn. Well, I don't know. People got their own business to take care of. I'm not criticizing them. But anyway, it's good to always hear you in there, Russ, because a lot of times it works out. You're in a location to hear stations that can't be heard up here, so we always appreciate you checking in. We got a good signal, so that makes it easy for net control. So anyway, Russ, 73s, and I guess we'll be seeing you Wednesday or next Saturday. Well, Bob will be back then. And that should probably make the net better, get it back to normal. So anyway, let me see if I'll give one more call for W2VIB, Bob, see if he's got back to his radio. Maybe he wants to make a final parting comment. So anyway, W2VIB, KO4FE, you still there, Bob? Nothing heard? How about the other Bob? W3TFI, you in there, Bob? Yep, I guess he dropped out too. All right, Mo, it's up to you. KB0RSA, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away, Mo. Yep, Mo checked out. Okay, this is going to be a quick round. M4MCH, Noah, you in there? No answer there. All right. KC8EHR, Clint, are you there?
Thank you.
Everyone's foolish enough to take this jab, find out that they can go catch cover, and still give it to others. The very place we can see is the service over there fast. So, once you see the absurdity of the bag to figure, why bother? They're right, the bag seems to be a fraud. Given those realities, a lot of Americans, see the vaccine.
Clint, KC8DHR, KO4FE. Okay, Clint. Yeah, Bob will be back. Well, Jesse may be in there Wednesday, depending on how he's feeling, but Bob had to, had something to do, so I had to check, come in. But we'll be back to normal Wednesday, and whether that's Jesse or Bob, and then Bob will be back next Saturday. So anyway, yeah, this, I don't know, you know, I just get mentally exhausted reading about these vaccines, because, you know, you read, it's just one horror story after another, and it's so hard to figure out what's true, what's not true. One thing I did notice is the number of cases and deaths have peaked out, and they're on the way back down, so hopefully it stays down and we can be done with all this craziness. So anyway, Clint, 73s, and thanks for checking in. We'll see you Wednesday or Saturday, I guess. I think Frank said he was checking out, but I'll give him a call just to make sure, see if he wants to say anything as we slam the door on this week's net. So, W2GIO, Frank, you still in there? Okay, he's, I think he said he was going to bed. All right, well, it was kind of a brief net, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. And hopefully when Bob gets back in here, he's a lot better net control than I am. I'm strictly an amateur fill-in. So anyway, we do want to keep the net going. So sometimes you have to put up with someone who's not regularly a net operator. So anyway, we're done with the list for tonight. I appreciate everybody that participated. And 73s to all those who checked in and anyone who's listening. So I'm going to take this opportunity to slam the door on the Liberty Net and release the frequency to regular amateur use. This is KO4FE 73.
Hey, 73, Bill, you've done a real good job. Appreciate you taking the net. KK4WX. Good night.
Okay, Russ, 73s.
KO4FE at 2RA. Try it again, KO4FE at 2RA.